Welcome back to the launch of Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review. My name is Michael Libby, the host and founder of the broadcast, and grateful that you are with us this afternoon. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, it's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Next up, Ann Berry is the Vice President of HR Services at Arion. That's a company with locations all across the nation. We're going to talk about finding employees in a very tight labor market. Five things you can do starting tomorrow. Ann Berry, next on News Talk 1540 KXEL.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Five things that you should consider when you are taking a look at hiring talent, especially in this tight labor market. And welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have
Thank
you here.
Thank you very much. Thanks
well,
for having me.
I thought your presentation last Tuesday morning was stellar, by the way. These are tricks and ideas, not tricks necessarily, but strategies that any business can employ if they're seeking employees, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So five things, ladies and gentlemen. Get your notepad out. Actually, this will be all on the blog post, so we'll have all of this down for you. All right. Where do we start?
Well, we can start with those five tactics.
Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, and really narrowing them to five can be sort of challenging.
I thought that, yeah.
Ultimately, it depends on the organization and the needs. But we've really been looking at what are five things that would be helpful for businesses. So one of the first things is really giving your employment brand a facelift. And this is a little bit of a newer concept, the employment brand versus the corporate brand.
Right.
And
that has to do with what, Anne? The employment brand being different than the corporate brand, would that be the culture of the workplace?
Yes, the culture, the reputation of the organization.
So if it's stinky, you better rework it.
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And that's picking up steam mainly because similar to how consumers can go online and check out reviews about the products they're buying. They're doing the same thing for where they're going to work next. So places like Glassdoor, websites like Glassdoor give that forum for employees to be able to go check out what it's like to work for that organization.
And once your employment or your HR brand takes a hit, it takes a lot of work. Just like if your business brand takes a hit, the same goes with your employment brand,
yep,
huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Are there ways to work up your employee? I figured you might know.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, and I think the first thing is really to identify what your current employment
brand
is. Yeah,
is.
Be aware of what it is. And then from there, you might find that you're not that far off from where you want it to be. And then it's a matter of
how do you
of
find out? You ask?
You can ask. Yep, you can go online and act as though you're an applicant and and apply to one of your jobs and see what that experience is like, and look at those websites like Glassdoor to see what are former employees saying about you.
What about your current employees? Would they give you a picture of what your employment brand might be?
They could. Yes,
they
absolutely.
Could.
That'd be a great idea.
Depending on how that relationship is.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, recently we've talked to some of our clients about conducting what's called a stay interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where the manager or leader will ask their current staff members, "Why do you stay here? What is it that draws you to this organization?" Can be very insightful and very powerful.
Absolutely. And I think it's so much more proactive than the exit interview.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do a stay interview to make sure. Okay, what else?
The five tactics?
No. How else can we measure our brand, our employment brand, or fix it if it needs fixing?
Yes. So really also looking at benefits, what you offer your employees and staff, Like I said, being introspective and what it is, why it is that employees want to work there, and then really promoting that on your social media, on Facebook, on where employees are looking to find those roles, articulating what it mm-hmm. is, what's the draw to working at your organization.
Got it. All right. So we're going to do a self-check of our employment brand. What's number two?
Number two would be modernizing your family leave policies.
A woman speaking words of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the United States and Papua New Guinea are the only two countries that don't have paid family leave.
Yep.
Papua New Guinea. You got to be kidding me. So let's talk a little bit about paid family leave. What's going on?
Yeah, there's certainly lots of talk about it, and there are a lot of organizations that are starting to change their family leave policies, and we're looking at studies through SHRM to see which direction those are trending, and they're trending in the direction of additional leave time for individuals. And so the big thing is that organizations don't want to lag behind on this one and rather be leading to be able to entice mm-hmm. that talent to their workforce.
Yeah, and if paid family leave has got many different components to it. It could be for children. It could be for spouses. Mm-hmm. It could be for parents. It could be for grandparents. How do you define family?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And that's how we always speak about it, is in terms of family leave. It's not just for example, maternity leave, but really paternity leave or offering different types of leave to your workforce.
Are important. You seeing an increase over the last year or two in corporations that are?
Yes, we are. We have a number of different organizations in the news on a pretty regular basis that are changing their leave policies and particularly as it relates to being paid time off. So,
Ann Berry, ladies and gentlemen, she is the Vice President of HR Operations at Arion, and we're talking about five things that businesses ought to be taking a look at if you're in the market for hiring. And boy, are folks, everybody I talk to is going, we need employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does the unemployment rate, does that have an impact on forcing some businesses into some areas that they may not have gone to before?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we are experiencing very low unemployment rates, and so that that makes it harder to find people, harder to find talent, and especially if you're in more niche industries where you're looking for a very specialized skill set. So it makes it very hard to find talent. So you really, again, don't want to be lagging. You want to be leading as it relates to the things.
Don't
that you
be
offer.
Lagging, be leading. All right. So we have taken a look at our corporate employment brand, our HR brand. We're taking a look at maybe juicing our paid family leave mm-hmm. opportunities. So there's two areas out of five. What's number three?
Number three. Expanding.
It's kind of like a game show.
It is kind of.
Yeah.
Expanding and articulating flexible work options.
I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
We have new generations in the workforce. So particularly we talk a lot about the millennials, and we talk a lot about there's a new generation in the workforce, Generation Z, that their graduating class, I believe, is here just this May. So the needs of individuals coming into your organization from these generations are different than they have been in years past. And one of the big areas is around flexibility and offering flexible options to employees.
And you are working, I would suspect, with lots of millennials.
That's correct. Yes.
And what are you finding? What do they want when it comes to flexible? Is it just get the work done? We don't care how many hours you put in?
That could be
one
of it.
Them.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. And I will say that in a lot of cases, organizations really need to look at what they can do instead of maybe some blanket policies
sure.
that say, you know, 8 to 5, that's it. Really looking at the individual departments and seeing if one department can maybe offer different types of flexibility that others can't, just to give different options out there. So
I think that's very wise, Ann, because what you just said is some departments have different requirements than others.
Absolutely.
And so if somebody is working a call center, for example, where you need to be there mm-hmm. to be able to take calls from customers, kind of hard to work from home.
Yeah, it could be.
Right.
There could be other options where coming in alternate work schedules mm-hmm. where there's different scheduled times that, that employees can maybe choose from if there's a large call center environment. Lots of different ideas around different types of flexible scheduling, maybe condensed work weeks where individuals work Monday through Thursday but longer hours, or sometimes identifying set schedules where those team members have to be there within a certain set time, but then they can balance the flexibility on the bookends of those hours. So,
and is there some opportunity for autonomy in this as well, where, okay, the team, whatever the team is, they get together and say, okay, who wants to work next weekend? Who wants to work 8 hours? Who wants to work 10? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
I like that too. For those of us who work 24/7, it would seem, that would be nice. So we're talking with Ann Berry. She's the Vice President of HR Operations for Arion. And Arion's got all of these clients out there in many, many different forms, nonprofit to proprietary companies, small business to medium-sized businesses that they're assisting with. And again, this is five things that your company might want to take a look at if you're in the world of trying to find more employees. All right. So we have done three out of the five so far. Keep on going, Ann. We got two more to go.
All right. Knowing what your staff members are worth in the current market. So as far as compensation is a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, last month, we saw wages in the United States increase by 3.4%. Largest increase in wage, no, I'm sorry, 4.3%. Turn those numbers around. Largest increase in wages that we've seen since the recession. Fascinating stuff. Yeah,
yes,
it really
absolutely is.
So when we talk about compensation, which can that also be benefits and compensation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It can be benefits and related to compensation, really making sure there's lots of different sites out there to find information, but making sure you're looking at reputable sources to find those, to get those comp reports and doing it regularly, reviewing your total comp, your benefits and compensation packages on a regular basis, because and that could change as quickly as 6 months. So keeping up on it, keeping current and paying attention to what the market's saying is really important.
And finding that information can be kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Does Arion do that for your clients?
Yep, we do.
So if I'm in the self-weasel winding torque inducer business, you know, I make those for a living, by the way, or I make Mendacitrons or whatever it happens to be. I'm a client of yours. I call you and say, okay, what is a first rate self-weasel winding torque inducer person make?
Yes.
In this? Okay.
Yep,
so
we do that. We have comprehensive comp reports that are available to our clients.
So find out what the prevailing wages are and how you stack up, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And benefits.
Absolutely.
All right. We've done branding and we've done practices and family leave, and we've talked about compensation, and four out of the five. And what's number five?
Number five is clarifying career paths.
Is there a path forward to me once I get there?
Absolutely. And this really harkens back to the discussion with the different generations and millennials and Generation Z in the workplace and what they're looking for and what they want.
Yeah. It always bothers me when people talk about Generation Z, because I fear the apocalypse is going to be upon us. You know why?
Why?
What comes after Z? Nothing.
That's true. We'll have to come up with something else.
So we have Generation Z, ladies and gentlemen. Next, nothing. You know, we don't have anybody left. So surely it's the end of the world is coming. So individuals along that spectrum of age have different expectations. You know, one of the things we haven't talked about, which is curious, are some of the other generations that are out there. How are they different or similar, do you think, as far as what they're looking for along these five different things?
That's a great question. And I think that, and we always like to, you put generations together, but actually there are similarities, certainly.
Sure, there are, yeah.
And but you do tend to see, there's been studies that show that some of these newer generations, the flexibility and there's more of that less likely that you see individuals staying at the same company for 20 or 30 years. And so that means that in order to appeal to those individuals and they stay longer at your organization, really identifying where they can go at your organization is really critical and what their career path would
be. So what that career path is, you're so right. I have a friend, and she is remarkable and brilliant and just fabulous. And I can't keep up. Every time LinkedIn bings, she's got another job. I said, well, slow down here, would you? Yeah. But that's very true. People are moving along so many pathways if they're not clear what their opportunity to rise. Mm-hmm. So make that clear, right?
Make it clear. Articulate it.
How do you
it,
do talk- that?
Yeah. And identifying what roles, not only that you have available today, but also what your workforce is going to look like in the short term and with your short term and long term plans.
So this takes some thinking.
It does take some thinking, yes.
One of the things I think that's interesting about that is so many business people have so many things to do. I mean, they're making the self-weasel wine and torque inducers. They're doing all, they're marketing that stuff. They're trying to hire. They're trying to keep abreast of all these things. And then when it comes down to thinking, okay, what's my employment brand? What is the career path? That takes some time out and maybe close the office door and actually think about this stuff.
Yeah, that does. And I think that's where our organization, we've been able to help a lot of our clients because they do. They're focused on building the products that they have and the services that they offer. And we can really help our clients to stop and think about how we can develop some of this and really help to attract talent to the workforce.
And simply by asking the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have a raw, I think this is, and this is why I wanted to invite you here, because you've rolled down a list of five things that any business, doesn't matter if you're small, medium, or large, that you can really start to take a look at to see whether or not you are competitive or if you can be successful in finding employees.
Absolutely.
Wow, good stuff. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed this. Will
Thank you
come you back
much.
At some
Absolutely,
point?
Absolutely, yes. This was wonderful.
This is not hard, was
no.
it?
No.
Her name is Anne Berry, ladies and gentlemen. She is the Vice President of HR Operations for Arion. We've been talking about five things that your company might want to take a look at should you wish to be competitive in this very tight labor market. Thank you. Good stuff.
You're looking kind of lonely, girl. Would you like someone new to talk to?
The Creamer Law Firm says we get things done, but what exactly does that mean? We asked Andy Goodman, the president of the Iowa-Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association.
Over the years, we've asked Sam to work with our members on everything from mergers and acquisitions to succession planning, and always, in every situation, he gets the job done.
I'm Sam Creamer. For business law or state matters, you should contact us at 515-727-0900 or at creamerlaw.com.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just turn off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Arion is that off switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION.com to get started.